أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. فمن افترى على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الظالمون. قل صدق الله فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. All types of foods were halal for the children of Israel, except that which Yaqub al-Islam had declared haram for himself before the revelation of the Torah. Say, bring forth the Torah and recite it if you are truthful. And after this, if anyone invents a lie against Allah Ta'ala, then he is unjust and wrong. See, Allah Ta'ala speaks the truth. Follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the one that was upright and straight, and he was not at all a polytheist. The Jews had killed the Anbiya, distorted the book of Allah, and been a great obstruction on the path of righteousness and virtue. For them to distort or challenge the truth was a simple thing. In fact, they took pride in the fact that they had killed Anbiya alayhim salam. Inna qatalna al-Masiha Isa ibn Maryam Rasulullah. They were not ashamed about this type of a heinous act, the worst crime, killing a Nabi, and they would take pride in this. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had declared himself to be in conformity with Ibrahim alayhi salam and his creed, then they objected, saying that Ibrahim alayhi salam had declared the camel's meat and milk forbidden for himself. Then how come are you consuming this? So Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses, Kullu ta'am, all foods, all types of foods, were halal for the children of Israel. The beginning, all these was permissible, but after some times, Yaqub alayhi salam had contracted some type of an illness, and he had vowed not to eat that which is most dear to him. When he recovered, then he saw the things that are most dear to him. He found it was the camel's meat and milk. So he had declared that as forbidden for himself as a completion of the vow that he had taken. So now this is long after Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam happens to be the grandson of Nabi of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it was Yaqub alayhi salam, late in his age, when he had declared this impermissible, or he took a vow not to eat this. And then after Yaqub alayhi salam, it became impermissible for his children and his progenies. Now this was obviously after Ibrahim alayhi salam, long time after. So how can you say that Ibrahim alayhi salam also had considered the consuming of a camel's meat and milk is forbidden, whereas Yaqub alayhi salam came long after Ibrahim alayhi salam? And if you're still not prepared to accept the truth, then فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَةِ, the scripture that you read, bring this Torah and prove it from the text of the Torah that your claim is true, that Ibrahim alayhi salam had forbidden this for himself or he had made this haram. So if you are truthful, then produce the Torah and prove it through these pages. But after the truth has been manifest, it's been clear and ascertained, then if anybody invents a lie against Allah Ta'ala, then he is unjust, he is wrong. Now that you know that the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, there was a great conformity and consistency, then follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the one that was totally upright, without any deviations, without any polytheism, etc. The first home appointed for mankind, that is, for the good of mankind, for the benefit of mankind, was that in Makkah Mukarrama, a blessing and a guidance for all people. When Adam alayhi salam had come down to earth, then the first home that he built was the Baytullah. And then it was declared to him that you are the first mankind to descend the earth, and this is the first home that is going to be constructed. So make tawaf and go around this Baytullah, this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Baytullah was reconstructed by Ibrahim alayhi salam after the floods of Nuh alayhi salam, and thereafter it was again reconstructed by the Jurhum, Amalika, and the last was that of the Quraysh. It was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallam had also helped in the reconstructing of the Baytullah. Then Aisha radiallahu anha had reported that Rasulullah SAW had expressed his feeling towards her that the Baytullah, when it was reconstructed by the Quraysh, they had made some alterations. The alterations that they had made was, one, the Baytullah, the floor was at the ground level, and when the Quraysh had rebuilt it, they had raised the floor approximately 2 meters above the ground. Number two, there were two entrances, one in the east and one in the opposite direction, that is the west. The Quraysh, when they had rebuilt the Kaaba, that blocked off and sealed off the western entrance, and they had just left one entrance, that is the eastern end. Then the third alteration they had made is that they had separated the Hatim from the Baytullah. So Nabi Sam expressed his desire that it had it not been that your people have recently accepted Islam, if I reconstruct the Baytullah after demolishing it, obviously, then it will create doubts in their minds that what type of a Nabi is this? Today he is calling us towards Islam, and tomorrow he demolishes the Kaaba Sharif. It will create unnecessary doubts about the Iman and their faith. But had it not been my fear for them having doubts, then I would have reconstructed the Baytullah according to the design of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu, that is the nephew of Aisha radiyallahu anhu, when he had heard about this, he reconstructed the Baytullah to the design that Nabi Sam had proposed, that was the original design of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But thereafter, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the zalim of the Ummah, when Abdullah bin Zubayr had passed on, so he says what Abdullah bin Zubayr had done was wrong, and we should rebuild it according to how it was in the day of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, his intentions were corrupt. His intentions were that Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu would have earned this honor and this respect till the end of time, that this is the person who had reconstructed the Baytullah in the original design as declared by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would have had that honor, and that honor would have remained till the end of time. So therefore he says that no, we should go on the original design that existed in the day of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he demolished the Baytullah again and reconstructed it. Thereafter, in the time of Harun al-Rashid, when he had heard about this hadith, that he wanted to bring it up again to the original design as declared by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi then stopped him from doing so, saying that if this is going to continue, then every coming ruler and king will want his mark to be on the Baytullah. He will experiment with the Baytullah and as though he'll want his name to be there so that he may be honored and he may be remembered. So he says, no, now leave the Baytullah, don't make this a point of your experiments. The ulama and the righteous people of the time all had agreed with Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, hence the Baytullah had not been altered from that time except for repairing and maintaining, and it remained in the way that it was constructed then. Performing one namaz in your home, you get just one reward. In the local masjid, then you get 25 times. The reward is multiplied. Then if it is in the Jama masjid, then it is multiplied 500 times over. Then if it is in the Baytul Muqaddas, then for every namaz, you are rewarded 1,000 times over. And then if that namaz is performed in the Masjid al-Nabawi, then for every namaz, the reward is multiplied 50,000 times. And if it is in the Baytullah, then 100,000 times for every namaz that is going to be performed. So understand the respect, the virtue, the excellence of the Baytullah, so that you could derive the benefit and the virtue of the Baytullah.